time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. Net tonight at 8:30. Net tonight at 8:30.
WTOHCB Mobile.
Net tonight at 8:30.
N2 UHD Mobile.
N2 UHD Mobile, N2 ZEP Mobile. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, WTOHCB Mobile.
Good morning, all. Happy New Year. Glad to be back on the air after 3 weeks vacation. ZEP, pick it up.
Good morning, all. And good way to start the New Year's work. With 22 degrees out. Johnny?
Yeah. 22 degrees, gotta love it. Gotta love it. I got about a 3.5 hour job outside this morning. What else is new on a nice chilly morning? But I stay toasty warm inside. Saturday, I guess we're about 6:30 on into the wee hours of Sunday morning. All my my equipment getting toasty warm from playing the Ritty Roundup that took place this weekend. I got spoiled. I'll tell you about that on the next go around. Nico.
Yeah, I know what that means. At least I managed to get my station organized in the basement, ready for winter, and I passed my x-ray yesterday. Something to look forward to in the new year.
Congratulations on upgrading to extra. And John, I stayed in the house most of the week, and also I did a major upgrade to my computer. I changed my motherboard, and upgraded to Windows 7, so that meant reinstalling all my software and bringing my data back in, but it went really well. John?
I'm sticking with my, problem-free, not some kind of, something that simulates wood in the trunk here, XP, in my shack. It likes all my ham radio software. So they make drivers for the other stuff. I stick with this. Yes, Saturday night, my niece and my youngest one come down to the shack and basement and with a pan and pen and say, what would you like for dinner? We're making homemade pizza. What would you like on yours? So I figured in about 20 minutes they'd be calling me upstairs to eat. Well, in about 20 minutes they came down and I never left my operating position. I was waited on hand and foot. Gotta love it, Nico.
Yep. NTUHD Mobile, Sanders Spence, George Washington. I don't even need the GPS. I still remember how to get there. Man, how many emails we have to open today. That's a dreadful thing of the morning.
Nico, I'm returning to work after a couple of weeks hiatus also. But I know how many emails I have to open, and that's none because they also show up on my cell phone or a taking care of them. The whole school is shut down. Well, quiet down mercifully. Johnny?
I don't have to worry about that email problem. I only get a few. Most I get in a day is about 100. But anyway, I decided after this past weekend that I am going to invest in an amplifier. Nico?
I hope that's for 2 meters. I don't know. The meter sounds scratchy to you guys or just to me coming from New Jersey from the cold?
I don't know, Nico. Rico, you got a little bit of scratch on your signal, not much. I'll listen to John critically and let you know next time around.
Hey, Gary, how's this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5.
John's audio is perfectly clean. There's a little bit of crackle, barely audible in the background. John?
Yeah, no problem. I'm just coming up to 49 going westbound, so I was on the low part of the hill. Anyway, yeah, I come to the realization this weekend that if you want to really play, you need a couple of more watts. Because the, as they say, the amount of stations that were on the air and the QR Nancy that was going on, you needed the little oomph to get through. But Gary, I was very ecstatic yesterday morning, early yesterday morning. I needed two more states for worked all states, and well, first one was South Dakota, and then I guess about 11-ish, Hilo Hotel 6 Zebra Michael popped up on my computer, and I fired out. Real hard work here, boys. F1, I got a reply. I hit F2, and that was it. I had a confirmed contact of Hawaii. Nico?
All right. Yeah, I'm still scratchy here. I'm on Cross Bronx, exit 4. I have to check the antenna when I get to the office if something gotten loose there. But hopefully it'll get better as I get closer.
Nico, we got a little bit of scratch on your signal, but you're coming in fine. So it may just be your location. Don't worry about it. And John, is that worked all states on a particular band and in a particular mode, or is it a mixed bag?
Oh, it's a mixed bag. And it is truly a mixed bag between PSK, RIDI, and phone. It is a very mixed bag. But I will take it anyway. Now I'll go through picking on the my particular band. So, I think on 20, I think I got every state, but I got to double check the cards. But I was thrilled. My neighbor needed Hawaii, but when I called him, he was in Pathlock shopping and let out a very loud, "You gotta be kidding!" People around him were looking at him like, you know, something major was going on from what he was telling me. It was pretty funny, but when he got home, it took him about 10 tries, but he was also victorious and acquired that Kilo Hotel 6 station. So, first stop this morning was the post office. Had to fire off those cards. Already sent emails to both of them. Told them, first thing tomorrow morning, I'm putting the cards in the mail. And the wine guy, he emailed me back late last night and said, "I probably will see your card Thursday or Friday, and I will send one back ASAP so you can get it up to the league." Nice guy. Love you too, HCB. Sunnyside Boulevard.
G2B.
If he recognized NTUHT Mobile getting on a ramp to the drug snack, pick it up.
Morning, guys. Nico and John. I don't know who else is there. Congratulations on your Hawaii contact. I was up at the league on Wednesday. Handed in my card, so I'm officially at 161 on 20 meters overall, and 151 on 20 meters. Was going to do my work all state. Started looking through my cards, and my one confirmed Rhode Island contact turns out to have actually been from Massachusetts. He was portable. Joy. Gonna stop for gas, but I'll. hand it over to Nico, K32V.
Okay, very good. ZDP, pick it up.
Okay. Well, next topic will be football when this topic is finished. John?
Yes, exciting day of football. Not if you were a true New York Giants fan like me, but I did enjoy the night game. I was just ecstatic, because the hype was Cincinnati talking trash all week, how they were going to knock the Jets off, blah, 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 and play Houston, blah, 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 they discounted the Jets, blah, 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 and then he got spanked. Ah, that was great. Gotta love it. What a game. 37-0. Oops. Looks like Cincinnati forgot to show up for the game. Let's see. Nico gets it, Charlie gets it, then Charlie hands it off to Gary. W2HCB. Someplace on the wilds of the LIE.
Yeah, what are they going to do with the stadium now? They're going to sell it pieces, you know, to the fans or offer them the seats, you know, to take home? Be interesting. They're paying $97 million to Eli Manning. Didn't do much for them. At least they'll have a long recess time. Charlie, pick it up.
Gary, I think he's getting gas.
Yeah, we'll pick him up when he comes back after the tank is full. Yeah, that Sunday night game was beautiful. So, that defense shut Cincinnati down completely. It was really interesting how Ocho Cinco said in his pregame interview that if Revis shuts him down completely, he'll change his name back to Johnson. Well, he didn't catch one ball, so, I wonder if he's going back to the town clerk. Johnny?
I saw that interview. I saw that. And about fireman Ed with the fireman ad and all that stuff, the comments he made about that and all of that. Oh, man, somebody eat crow. Oh, man, I tell you, though, that backup quarterback that put in there, that third string guy, oh, my goodness, what was he thinking? That was horrible.
Nico,
for you.
I'm at a disadvantage here. I haven't watched any of the games. So, one end I didn't see the Giants lose, but at the other end I didn't see the Jets win. So, I'll catch it up on the playoffs.
Charlie, you back?
I am.
You pick it up and hand it over to me, N2ZDP.
Morning, Gary. I'm sitting here looking at the GPS, which I too have been droided, Gary. I've joined you or your son in the droidomania, and I'm seeing red stuff going through the tunnels, and I don't like seeing red stuff and yellow stuff at this time of the morning. Gary?
Well, if you are now droided, that means you have joined not only myself, but both of my sons, and it makes it very nice. I can do text messaging without having to worry about any kind of bill because I go through Google Hawk. But enough of the phone. Let's get back to the game. It was beautiful. You know, the Jets' offense was clicking. There were holes being opened up in that line that a blind man could have walked through. Johnny?
The impressive number, though, was in the first quarter. Time of possession, Cincinnati, 1 minute, 45 seconds, something like that. Total yardage, 6. Oh, that was pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. Yeah, well, when the Giant game started, and I saw the first series of plays. I shut the TV off.
because I knew fall was going to eat him alive. Nico.
Well, I'm on the cross island already. Going back after 3 weeks, I don't know what's the first thing we have to do this morning, but I brought milk with me just in case they ran out of milk in the refrigerator and I'm the first one there, so first thing after powering up the computer will be making the coffee.
It's not quite 3 weeks for me, it's a week, and it's going to be one of those, oh, I am not looking forward to this, and, but I haven't done the Google Voice thing, and as for the football games, I haven't watched the game all year, but I've been following the scores and the like, and, you know, following the game reports. I gather the Giants showed up, but didn't play. and when I went to bed, I looked at the computer screen, and I saw the Jets were winning 36-0, and I said, oh, a blowout, so they get to try again next week in Cincinnati, rematch with the other team, home and home. Gary?
Well, I'm not going to predict that the Jets are going to blow them out again, but I got a feeling that they're going to come out on top. Cincinnati's going to be all fired up. They're not going to be willing to be embarrassed 2 weeks in a row. So it's going to be a harder game. But they've also lost a couple of key personnel today. So I don't know if they can battle back. They got too many injuries. Johnny?
Yeah, when I started going through the injury list, as of last night, you know, there was, the way they were talking, all the commentators there, you know, they don't know how that team's going to come back. There's no way they can sustain a playoff run with the amount of people that are out hurt, key players, because all those players that were in were all third or fourth string players last night, and all the good players are out hurt, so it's going to be interesting. You know that was a miserable, miserable trip back to Cincinnati. Oof. And I bet you that backup quarterback there, whatever the heck his name was, again, I can't remember, but I'm sure that'll go down in history as the worst, worst quarterback effort ever. Intentional grounding, getting slammed to the ground, letting go of the ball. I mean, oh, what a game. Nico?
Sound like it was a good one. NTUHD Mobile on the Long Island Expressway, coming on exit 32. Flag traffic is moving well in both directions, so that's the good news for this morning.
43 days to pitches and catches. This is the dumper, KA2NCD.
Let's go, gangrene.
John and dumper, he recognized. Oh, good morning, and I'm going to have to walk over to W2ML's office today and have a laugh with them about the game and see what they were saying on the sidelines during it. Dumper, you first, then John, then hand it to Gary, KG2V.
Good morning. Yes, I did watch the Jet game for a bit, and as I saw it was a blowout, I shut it off. Good luck to the Jets. And 45 days of pitches and catches, that's all I can tell you. And the 2009 football season has come to an end. The Giants look like they didn't know what they were doing on the field. Horrible team. An embarrassment. But on the bright side, now you have the Jets. And I think they should come over Cincy next week. As you all indicated, as they indicated last night, they have too many injuries on their front line to help them motivate to win anyway. Oh, hey, John, anyone else? I hope everyone had a happy new year. And take it away, John. This is the Dumper, KA2NCD in the group.
you in Cincinnati. Anyway, carry over to you. This is N2EV.
John, there is no way that Cincinnati can come in next week being overconfident. Not after the shellacking they took last night. You know, to a certain extent, it was good for the Jets' confidence that they can blow the team out of the water like that. But on the other hand, it may have been better if they had throttled back a little bit and not embarrassed Cincinnati as much as they did. Because now Cincinnati has something more than just continuation of the playoffs to play for. They have to prove that they were not a fluke for getting into the playoffs, because the Jets really embarrassed them last night. John, and Tuzetti P here.
Yeah, did you see the look? Did you see the look on that coach's face? Midway through the fourth quarter, he took his headset off. He gave up. It was great. I was waiting for the shot with his hands up in the air in disgust. I really was.
Oh, man.
So I want to know from EB. He's got that nice new antenna there and all that coax, and I want to know if he got it up. If he got that antenna up on the roof, did you drill another hole in the side of the house? Did your wife notice? I want to know. I want to know the details. Nico, over to you. And good morning, Vincent. W2HCB, and it's 32.
And to UHD exit 37, then I'll pick some up to me.
I still do. Good to me. And, I'm just passing Van Dam. So by the time it gets around to me, I'll be, subterranean. Or sub-aqua, however you want to think of it. So, I will be 73, guys. And what was the final score last night? KG2V.
Vincent.
I don't know what the final score was, but it was final. And on the trading note, oil is trading roughly about $79 and change for a barrel of oil, and gold has depreciated somewhat, $1,100 and somewhat for an ounce of gold. And that is your stock report for the new year. Give you better numbers tomorrow. With the cold weather, I'm sure that the price of oil will continue to surge forward or upward. This has been the oil and gold report for 2010. Over to you, John.
Okay. You're stocking that stuff anyway.
Next, tonight at 8:30. Tonight at 8:30.
Well, you wouldn't have lost, but you wouldn't have done it as well. Big frenzy of gold. Fizzle. Anyway, no, I didn't get the antenna up. I was thinking of doing it yesterday, like that. Wow. But, you'd be happy to know that all the decorations are gone now. I mean, it was, I think I did it within 2 hours. It was all over. And I didn't have to go outside and untangle any lights or like that. There you go. See what happens next year. Anyway, Gary, over to you. N2 ZEP, N2 EV.
KC2, KXK.
This is being recognized. Okay. So this is the week the decorations come down. All right. I thought people left them up until something like December 7th. But that was a little, I'm not that up on the Christmas decoration etiquette. Pick it up and you hand it over to the elfin one.
Morning, guys. Just shaking. Yeah, I stayed up till halftime of the game, and I saw that the Jets pretty much had control of the game. Went to bed. Yeah, it was interesting, though, with the final score was also. Oh, I'll find out when I get to work. John, over to you. Good morning, Gary, Vincent, John, and that was it. Over to you, John.
thought. I thought after the 2 week Gizmachi there with the, you know, with the spotty, like, non-existent traffic, I'd be hitting all kinds of wacky stuff this morning. And I must say, it's been a very pleasant ride. I'm 2 exits from getting off the big road. Nico?
Am I falling asleep or something? I don't know. Anyway, what do we know about the M University coming up this weekend? Yeah, this weekend.
Let me jump here for a second, guys. M Radio University, yes, Nico, it is Sunday. Hosted by the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club. 9 o'clock is the first form, so be there about 8:30. And V session at 1:30. Lots of good stuff going on. W2H3.
Sure. Yes, goes over to Vincent.
I pick it up? I'll pick it up. Let's see if I have it. Hey, where do I have that? I know they always have it in January. You bring beer, too? Just kidding. You can tell us all about it, John. When it comes back to you about the Ham Radio University, or anyone else has info on it. This is KA2NCD, and I am west of the repeater. My first time in 2010, I am west of the repeater. Are you, John?
Okay, what happened to Nico? I don't know. Anyway, is that the only place? I thought the Limebox had it also. I guess not. I guess it's just the Great South Bay. Okay. Well, I guess people that want to upgrade, just learn a little bit more about ham radio. I never went to one. And I heard they were pretty good. Anyway, nice. Yep, traffic is kind of light this morning. But why? Maybe people are still on vacation. The schools, the colleges are out still? I don't know. Anyway, Gary, over to you. It's Ed Sweepy.
Okay, folks. Since I'm at Van Dam Street, it's not going to get back to me before I'm in the tunnel. So let me just wish everyone a happy new year again. And to ZEB, we'll be back on later today. And again tomorrow in the new year. 7-3 all. Keith, over to you, and be clear.
All right, there, Gary. 7-3 is having a good one. Yeah, you were getting ratty, for sure. So I guess you're talking about they give courses on ham radio. Radio license. Is that what you're referring to, John? Wow. They didn't even let them score. Wow, that's impressive. And something that I can't remember. Anyway, next time around. John, over to you.
Okay, let me straighten this mess out right now. Okay? Stevie. This is a collaborative effort by many clubs on Long Island. Each year it is a different host club. This year it is being hosted by the Great South Bay Club. It's not an exclusive Great South Bay club event. Okay? Ham Radio University, like I said, it's, I think, 14 clubs that run it. But every year it's a different host. So, let's not go starting any trouble there, Mr. EB. And, Keith, no, it's not courses to upgrade your license. It is all kinds of different forms, antenna modeling, antenna building, digital workshops, contesting, satellites, and QRP, and you name it, it will be at HRU, Ham Radio University, 2010, next Sunday, January 10th.
internet and see which sessions I can squeeze in the morning. I'm getting a very scratchy 39 on the northern state, and the eastern repeater I don't pick up. So I'll say 73 and either pick you up guys later this afternoon or tomorrow morning again. And to you, UHD Mobile will be clear.
Am I picking it up? This is the dumper, KA21CD, 73 Nico. Yes, I remember one year they were having it was a bad snowstorm they had. Oh, where's the thing held, by the way? Where is the location?
On Limewalk. If I have it. No, only the Great South Base have it in the New York area. Not Limewalk, though. I mean, this is what you know, he's saying. It's going down. And I think the first topic they're going to teach is, like, you know, when you're in a QSO, you always hand it off to someone, not just to go like, okay, this is meant to EB.
Oh, boy.
I can't say. He's such a troublemaker. I've had him signing. W2HCB.
Boy.
Good morning, Steve. You pick it up, give it a key.
Do not but some trouble. I'm back. W2HCB. Get a key.
All right, I'll pick it up then. I'll give it to Steve. I remember the question I wanted to ask. John, matter of fact, I remember you took the Cub Scouts over to the White House, Jones Beach, you told me. Rob Mose, I remember. Anyway, we set something up for March. There, and go see it. That should be pretty cool. I remember you talking about it. But I'm pretty sure you actually hooked a ham radio up to the White House. Correctly. You have to elaborate on that. Steve, go ahead and pick it up, and you'll pass it over to the Elfin one.
This is the GB2N, QN, Viaduct Mobile. Good morning, Happy New Year all around. I see some things haven't changed. And yeah, the South Bay Club does a nice job. John does a nice job over there. They do have a radio station set up. And it's all kid-friendly because when you're a high-challenged brother, everything is set up that way. You know, all kinds of, like, Fisher-Price chairs and desks and, you know, fake tools and stuff like that. So it's all set up for those Cub Scouts, Keith. They won't have any problems. It's ergonomically correct for their age. Wee little man?
Interesting.
She went to night. Yeah, Steve. Yeah, uh-huh.
But just so you know, Steve, our little, tiny little ham radio station there is now digital ready.
Ooh.
Oh, I cracked myself up. And Keith, as far as the White House is concerned, we do that in August. We, White House weekend. Third weekend in August. It's a contact every lighthouse around the world situation. Scout thing we did in April out at Cathedral Pines. We invited scouts to the lighthouse. A few of them did show up. We had a couple of scouts come to our tech class, and we are now up to, I think, 6 or 7 Boy Scouts who have earned their amateur radio license. So, que sera, sera. And Mr. Interesting, who I believe was PPN, your turn, sir. W2HCB. As you go over to Vincent.
Vincent Van Gopher. Yo, yo, yo. What's up, my homies? Happy New Year. And to those celebrating, happy Valentine's Day as well. This is the N2PPN New Year Mobile. Back on dates for we'll see how long, from nights to days, from days to nights. I don't know, it's kind of like interesting working for a Jewish outfit. I feel like, you know, I'm wandering the desert. But anyway, I digress. I would have been on a few minutes sooner, but yay, though,
verily, I walked through the valley of the shadow of the gas station. I had to go and fuel up the vehicle, and I noticed that my spare tire, which I had to put on, what was that, Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night, because I got to work and my left front tire was just about on the rim. I didn't have enough air in it, so I didn't want it to happen again, since I neglected over the weekend to go over to Mavis and have them repair my original tire, because I was need to get off my nice warm couch to go over to Mavis. Vincent Van Gogh, over to you. N2PPN.
Perfect timing. It was on this note. Do I get it? I'm going to sign, but before I sign, I'm going to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and also, you might want to comment when they do the corn husking and the hazing part of that program, part of the program. I don't know who gets it. Weasel, there is a couple of spots for you, and I'll see you in the institution. This is KA2NCD.
All right, I think I get it, since everybody's just handing it off so nicely to other people. I think that's one of the first things they're going to start teaching at HRO. So, and I'm going to say 73s because ACB just refuses to correct anybody. You know, he just wants to be nice to everybody. I can't stand it. Anyway, Keith, over to you. 73s, send to EB.
73's here, John. Happy New Year. Okay. Well, that's cool, John. I'll probably arrange something. Whole experience of ham radio. Rich, so you're on nights now, if I get this correctly? And I don't know. I heard that you had a Class A electrician there that wasn't a Class A electrician. Came to be. Wasn't even an electrician. Faking it. I kind of got word about this. So, I'll get back to you. Steve, over to you.
Alrighty then, yes, we're eagerly awaiting this then. A fake electrician? Come on. There's no such thing. Artificial intelligence? Okay, 73 to your evilness. Listen, if you're doing a seminar at HRU, I will definitely attend, and I will attend your seminar. Proper etiquette on the airways. Interesting. And what was interesting, Keith? The scenario that John painted, or the ergonomic correct furniture, so everybody will be comfy. It's like going to a kindergarten class, almost like it blocks, you know, primary colors, the measuring stick on the wall, that kind of stuff. Stilts, that kind of stuff. And no, he is on days now, that's what he was trying to say. He was on nights, now he's on days. Lonely days, lonely nights. Where would he be without his woman? Wee little man?
W2HCB. 73 to the evil, evil, evil seedling. Thought in troubles. Early in the morning. All I do is give him sound advice. Wife wouldn't let him put up a Christmas tree. I told him put the vertical up in the living room. Wrap the coax around it. You know, that's galling. Drill a bigger hole than he needs to get the wax through. You know, what kinds of good advice I gave him. I tell you, some people. But anyway, I just pulled into my yard over here, and they're out of their mind. They are out of their mind. Because I see the machine I got to work on, and, well, I'm looking at least, though, at an hour of rearranging the yard so I could stretch it out and do what I got to do, because it's crowded in here today. With that, I'm going to sign. I'm going to start firing some of these puppies off because I'm sure some of them are going to be tough to start. So, 73's there, boys, as they say. Go gangrene, as Mr. NQN said. Let's see if we can get a repeat next week. Oh, could be interesting. Bad weekend for HRU. Big playoff game. That's it.
assigned who went after Vinny.
It was John. And after John, it was me. And then after me, Steve. And then back to you, John. I guess I'll pick it up. That was quite a game. So, Steve, did you get watched it at all? And have you had any of your body armor and done some bicycle riding in this lovely weather? Do tell. No, I don't think my bike would support me anymore, to be honest with you. I'm up to 251 pounds. Fat palooka that I am. My New Year's resolution. I bet you can guess what that is. Steve?
Hey, I guess you didn't want to hear about fake orgasms or fake electricians.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich. My mistake. You're absolutely right. Go ahead and pick it up, Rich. Pass it over to Steve.
Gary!
Go ahead.
Sign?
No, Gary. You go.
You go. Anyway, both of those fake things, by the way, they're fake. They don't exist. They're just figments of your imagination. And I don't know who you're talking about, fake electrician, unless JR was referring to the duct tape incident. But we won't talk about that. But we did have a layoff last week. We did have a layoff. The guy that you met me with out on the runway, he's no longer with the company. He had been with the company for about 18 months, and I guess he ran out of road, or ran out of runway, as it were. And he's in the bay now, swimming with the fishes. Ooh, hey. But he somehow or another reached out from the grave and caused an interesting ripple effect. We got knocked back to 7 hours. Not 7.5, but 7 hours. Until my boss hires more men. So, go figure. Go figure. So at least today I know I'm on days. Don't know about tomorrow or tonight or anything else. Everything is subject to change. Just like the injured players list in the roster. Starting roster. And let the elf go rearrange his machines, cinch up his drawers, and whatever else he needs to do. Gibby, over to you. Gibby to NQN and 2PPN Solid State Mobile at Franklin Avenue.
This is the Gibby to NQN Mobile at Ring My Bell Boulevard and Northern Boulevard. 7-3 to the dearly departed. Yeah, it sounds like an interesting outfit you got there, Rich. First they tell you that the airport is closed, there's no work. Then you could come back maybe if you come in through this gate, you could work. And now we got fake electricians using duct tape instead of wire caps. I have to elaborate a little more about that. Unless it's just too ridiculous to mention. And believe me, we have no parameters for ridiculinity on this frequency. I had an interesting week. My parents were up, and they came in by my brothers, who they favor over me, because I'm not quite normal. And after the second day, my brother had a big fight with my parents, and my parents sheepishly came over to my house, where I acted like a little angel. So now they love me again, and I'm back in the will. And my brother is excommunicated on his way to Sunday school. They're there. So that was my Christmas present. I'm back in the chips, so be nice to me. I have a nice hacienda down in Boca Raton, in case you want to blow in. Now, I was giving it to the wee little man, so I think it's just the three of us now. Kiefer?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I wasn't sure if the wee little one was going to get the big truck started and then jump back in, but... I guess you'll have a hard time. Yeah, I tell you, Rich, yesterday, traffic lights were dropping like flies. Not the pins were breaking, but the actual hangers on the lights were actually, swinging back and forth, the gears and directing them finally broke. And I had three traffic intersections where the lights came down. there was no safety wires. Oh, gee. It's a good thing we got Wells back to inspecting all of these traffic lights. They're doing a fantastic job. Everything's going into flash. I think it's because of the LEDs. The housings are leaking, and I think water's getting in. The LED is causing a fault, and that's why it's tripping out the conflict monitor. I did it too. Good thing we're paying them all this money. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. And yeah, I heard about the duct tape bug nut. I didn't realize they made a 600-volt duct tape. Very interesting. Leave it up to them. Rich?
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that. It's just the way that it is. You know, hopefully that one won't burn up. No one will ever know till the day that those trailers get pulled out of there. But, oh well, just the way it is sometimes. You can only do what you can do. But Chipper's not so chipper anymore. Chipper's on unemployment. His big claim to fame was he was a night foreman for Ward Electric on a transit job, and all he did was sit around with three other guys or four other guys and play cards all night long. That was his big claim to fame. And I will say one thing, though. It's very interesting how the N2PPN toilet odor here is very sensitive to tire pressure. It's also sensitive to other things, especially me calling it a toilet odor instead of a Toyota, but even a few pounds off on tire pressure causes it to pull to the side that's low, interestingly enough. So now it's tracking straight and true with nice, firm, hard tires. So the extra 5 minutes this morning, pushing the button, little silver box at the gas station near my house, worked. I didn't feel like firing up my compressor or dragging out my air hose in this weather. Somebody else do that. But, yes, yes, yes. Enough. Gonna be interesting. So I was making whips up last few nights for the centerline lights for 13 right. Tagging them, kitting them, all sorts of stuff. So when those fail, don't come looking at me. Because they won't be my problem. Skeeny, over to you. And to PPN at Dead Man's Curve, coming up on Rick Springfield Boulevard.
This is the KB2A and QN Mobile on the road to Utopia Parkway with Todd Rudengren. Just coming up to the WA2B Salt Mine, where I'll be hanging a Ralph. And okay on the toilet odor. Cars are very sensitive when you talk about them. Very sensitive. Just like radio amateurs, you know? Not a big fan of fiberglass antennas, but it doesn't, you know, doesn't mean you should be mad at fiberglass antennas. No, this light's hung up. I'm also not a big fan of radio checks, but it doesn't mean you have to be hung up on it. I did try working the Big Barry on CW yesterday. We were having an assortment of interference problems, but I did speak to the big one. Yes, I also spoke to the busiest man in show business, CDL, doing okay, and I think he's also doing some kind of a lecture at the Ham Radio University. So, Rich, if you want to join me for a spitball spectacular, let me know. I got some extra long straws. We can have a couple of childish junior high school episodes. We could relive those if you like. Maybe even get Fancy Nancy to come down. Anywho, when I dropped my parental units off, they came into MacArthur Islip, and luckily all that weather was just to the east of their location. I'm telling you, it had like 8 inches of snow about 5 miles from MacArthur Airport. It was unbelievable. Well, the kids were thinking of going out east, but I said, no, we're going home. We have to reclaim our house. Kiefer?
N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Yes, as long as you're stripping it back 3/4 inch, which, and properly using a Krausheim crimper, you know, kit, and use silicone tube that they give you back in, so you properly press the pin into the kit, and then sure you shrink it properly. You gotta have proper shrinkage. Sure, you won't have any problems with your whipping. Anyway, I'm pulling into the airport here, backing it up into my spot here, doing it professional that I am. You gentlemen will have a very nice day. I'm sure I will be out hanging heads. What I'll be doing probably tonight. Have a good one. Happy New Year. 73KK. I'll be clear, and I will pass it over to N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra. Pass it over to Rich. KK. I'll be clear.
We really did get killed with snow out east. I was surprised. It just kept going all day. And I, you know, snowblowed the driveway a couple of times, and with the wind, it just keeps going back like you never did anything. I was amazed. But it was nothing like the other storm we had. But this, I was surprised as I'm coming west to see you guys got nothing. Amazing. I don't know. Steve, I need a radio check. See how the radio sounded on the new fiberglass whip I picked up. And, Rich, it'll be okay if you use duct tape instead of a Scotch lock, as long as it's RHW rated to equal or better the original insulation. Over to you, Rich.
Well, let's not get into that. Let's not get into that. Okay. All right. Get my way over here. Rock, Rock, Rockaway Beach Boulevard. The conduit shuffle and head on in. And yes, Keith, if you're still listening, according to get directions, I am terminating them as per FAA spec. So there you go. So see what today has in store for me. Keith is going to be busy swinging with the traffic lights, replacing all of those clevis pins that have failed, safety wiring up all the lanterns that are ready to fall. That should be fun. You missed that, Greg. He had 3 intersections where the lanterns fell, worn out clevis pins. Going around doing intersection inspections all day long and doing repairs and replaces. Sounds like fun. It's just the kind of thing you want to do. But anyway, it'll be an interesting day for all of us hardy He-Man types that work outdoors. Not to say that you're not a hardy He-Man type there, Skeevy, but we all know that you drive a desk now and not a bucket truck. Skeeves, over to you. And to PP in coming into the hair sport.
And I'm waxing a seat with my butt. And liking it, especially in this weather. I don't miss this, man. All right, dudes. I'm also coming in for a landing over here, and I will also bid you adieu to 7-3. And you guys carry on with the electrician's net. This has been the KB2 Waxing a Seat with My Butt Mobile. See y'all later. Stay warm.
Take care, Steve. Oh, good New Year's. You gotta look at the pictures I put up on Facebook. So, what does that guy Keith do? He seems to know a lot about, I was on before. I was scared to talk because I barely had any reception, so I waited for the snow to clear around the antenna as I was driving. And then when it came in clear, I made an attempt to talk. I didn't realize the snow would affect it that drastically. Because he seemed to know what he was talking about. I'm wondering if he puts up traffic lights. And those ball hangers, it's a ball hanger. Is actually the name of, I've seen them wear out. I've seen the ball hanger has holes on the top that you do put a pin through. I've seen that wear out through the top too. But they do have, in Long Island, they have a pretty rigorous, you know, maintenance program. They do keep up with it. I've seen some that were like real close to dropping. But I'm wondering where he's talking about too. I'm thinking it's just me and you, Rich.
In the airport. It's in the airport. Keith is a port electrician, just like JR. They could be assigned any one of 75 different details. And
inside the airport, they maintain their own traffic devices. They have their own controllers. They have everything. They have their own internal network to control everything. Conflict monitors, all that nonsense. Just what he was saying was that they're also having problems with the LED lanterns faulting out the conflict monitors and putting the intersection into flash, which is the default for any time the conflict monitor gets tripped for whatever the reasons are, ground fault or improper movement, stuff like that. We'll see what happens with that. But,
hey, well,
part of doing business. They outsourced the traffic work to Wellsback, and I guess Wellsback hasn't been doing their proper due diligence. You know? It's just one of those things.
I guess. Also, that pin is kind of a hard thing to see. You know, it's kind of covered up. They'd actually have to physically take it out. So, well, I guess you could kind of inspect it without pulling it out and looking. But, yeah, that problem with the LEDs, what happens is the conflict monitor, especially if it's an older one, when we first started doing LEDs, they're only 13 to 15 watts, where a normal bulb is 69 to 150. So what happens is it thinks you have a red out or, you know, really the red out would make that thing trip immediately. You know, it thinks that there's, like, all the lights are out in one direction and it'll just go into conflict. So at first we had to trick them by hanging lights inside the cabinet, regular bulbs, until they solve that problem. So what I think is happening, as the water goes in or as the LEDs get older, you start losing digits. And when you lose 1, 2, 3, 50, you know, you lose half the LED, you know, spotty, you lose some of them. It's still red, but you lose a lot of them. Now it brings it down to whatever, 8 watts or something like that. It'll trip out the conflict monitor into thinking there's no no color coming up, is what I'm thinking. That's, so you could tell him that's the direction he's got to look. That's what I would think. You know, falsify it out, test it by putting either a new LED on it or a lamp, you know, a pigtail with a light inside the cabinet, and see if that makes a difference. But that's what I think is happening. I'm just taking a semi-educated guess. Over to you, Rich.
Well, listen, Keith's smart enough, he knows. I'm not going to tell him his job, but sure they know what it is. All new, state-of-the-art conflict monitor, so I'm sure that they're able to handle the LED lanterns and whatnot. Go see what's going on. I'm the only one here, so it's interesting enough to see that I'm the only one here. I guess somebody will show up in a little while. Get to work. Or whatever. So I'll speak to you in a little bit. Have a good day. Stay warm. Stay dry. Stay happy. Don't worry. Be happy. N2ASS from N2PPN. I was on. Now I'm not.
Take care. It's good to see you back to days.